And now I invite the children to come forward. I know that you're going to get a special treat. I have had the privilege of hearing your storyteller for a number of decades, so I know you're going to enjoy every second. Come on down.
Good morning. What? Huh? All right, and happy Sabbath. Okay, I have a different kind of story for you today. So I am going to pick a couple of volunteers. Wow, you're already volunteering and you don't even know what I'm going to ask you. That is courage. There's a reason why I'm not going to pick you ladies. So just go with me. So Tyson, I'm going to need you to volunteer, and Grandma can help you with this. But I'm also going to need two of you guys. I don't care which ones. In fact, all four, I have a special job for all four of you right here, okay? I'll need two sets of two. And then the rest, I have a special job for you guys as well. This is very important today, okay? But first, I got to change into some different footwear, okay? Yeah. Don't get too close to my shoes. That'll be maybe a different kind of message. All right. Wow. For the older set, I feel like Mr. Rogers right now. That's what I'm putting on. The younger folks, Mr. Who? Okay. Now. Okay, where's my Tyson? Volunteer. Okay, the reason I put on these shoes is because they're walking shoes. Now, in church, we don't run. But right now, for this point of the story, we're going to walk really fast now. So Tyson, you and I are going to walk. We're going to have a race up to the doors back there. And you can't, like, do this. You got to keep your feet on, but we'll see how we do. Now, where are my first two volunteers? Hey, hold on. We haven't started the race yet. What? I like your style. Okay, you two right up here. Stand right where Tyson is. Put your arm out. Okay, Hannah, yeah, you stand over here, do that. All right, perfect. Make a finish line, because we're going to come through and break that in a second, okay? Ready? Tyson and I. Right here. Touch Hannah's. That's our finish line, okay? Now, the rest of you guys, I need you to say, ready, set, and go, and that's when we're going to do our race. We're going to walk fast up to the doors. We're going to touch them, and then we're going to come down here and see who gets here first, okay? Ready? Okay, you guys, give us our starter. What? Come on, Tyson. I've been practicing. I've worked on this all week. There we go. Okay. Put the finish line up. Let it cross. All right. Now, do you know what? We're symbols. Guess what I was? I was the mouth, and Tyson is the brain. Do you know what? I was faster than Tyson, because I had my fancy fast shoes on, right? But also, do you know that a lot of us have faster mouths than we have brains? Our mouth gets out in front faster than our brains. So we're going to have that race again. New finish line, people. Next finish line, new volunteers. You're going to come up. You guys make the same finish line. Tyson, you ready to do it again? Okay. Now, our starters, you got to count us up again. We're going to do something different this time. Okay, ready? Count us down. Ready, set, go. Oh, I'm coming for you. right, way to go, Tyson. Good job, finish line. Now, what do you think happened? What was so different about the second race? What was different? I was running weird. That was true. And if you remember nothing else from the story, I want you to remember that I was running weird. What was different, Hannah?
You gave him some seconds to run ahead.
Yeah, a head start. This is what I think we ought to do. The next time you think, like, you want to blurt out something, give your mind a head start on your mouth. Because, you know, the Bible has a lot of interesting things to say about the words we use. I'm going to read you a couple. Man, I'm winded. That's not very good. That's not a very good statement of my cardio fitness. A little walking twice. Whew. All right. Here we go. Yeah, how's Grandma? She's training for a half marathon. I don't want to hear how she's doing. All right, here's a couple of things that the Bible says about our words. Yeah. Nice. Very nice. Do you know that reckless words pierce like a sword? That means like words that you haven't thought about. They can pierce somebody like a sword. But the words of the wise bring healing. Wow, those are two different things, huh? Also, words that bring healing are like a tree of life, but a lying tongue crushes the spirit. Wow, again, those are two different reactions, huh? Here's another one. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. You know what that's really saying, all those verses? They're saying that we can do different things with the words that we use. We can either do things that are good, or our words can have a destructive or bad effect on people. And one of the things that's going to keep your words being helpful to others is if you let your mind get a head start of your mouth. There's one other text that I like in James, and it says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. So this week, let's see if we can give our minds a head start, our brains a head start in front of our mouths, okay? Let's stand up and we'll pray together, and then we'll collect the offering. Dear Jesus, we are so thankful that you have created mouths for us, and we are glad that you've created brains for us. So help us to use them at the right speed and at the right times. Amen.